WBZ H910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Vice presidential debate. I'm Sherry Preston. Discussions about immigration and how it's affected the community of Springfield, Ohio, at last night's one-on-one vice presidential debate. This is Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, running mate of Donald Trump.
You have got housing that is totally unaffordable because we brought in millions of illegal immigrants to compete with Americans for scarce homes. The people that I'm most worried about in Springfield, Ohio, are the American citizens.
Trump, of course, was the one who falsely spread the story about immigrants eating pets in the city. Walz, running mate of Kamala Harris, noting
that vilified a large number of people who were here legally in the community of Springfield.
And he talked about the bomb threats in the town that followed.
And the consequences in Springfield were the governor had to send state law enforcement to escort kindergartners to school.
Vance travels to the battleground state of Michigan today. Walz will be in the all-important battleground of Pennsylvania. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A task force from Wisconsin is helping with Hurricane Helene relief. Members of Wisconsin Task Force 1 have specialized training and capabilities which can deploy in Wisconsin and beyond. 16 members of the Swiftwater Rescue Team left over the weekend to help with search efforts in North Carolina. They come from 8 fire departments from across the state. Donald Trump, blaming the Biden-Harris administration for high prices at a campaign stop yesterday in Wanakee.
People that were saving a lot of money are now losing a lot of money. They're taking the money they saved and they're spending it. So we're going to get those prices down.
For her part, Kamala Harris says she wants to take on price gouging. She campaigns in the Fox Valley tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The former Village of Hawkins treasurer who tried to steal nearly $100,000 from the library in April has entered a guilty plea. According to court documents, 79-year-old Marsha Lyons tried to wire transfer about $95,000 from the Village of Hawkins library account to a different account, but was unsuccessful as the library account didn't have those funds. She then transferred $67,000 out of the library account, saying she was only going to borrow it for a couple of days so she could buy gold. An East Troy man was killed in a motorcycle accident in Sawyer County over the weekend. According to the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office, 56-year-old Brad Burdett was traveling on Phipps Road in the town of Lenroot when he went off the road and into a ditch before traveling hundreds of feet more and coming to a rest. He was ejected from the motorcycle and was pronounced deceased at the scene when authorities arrived. Nobody else was reported injured, and the crash remains under investigation by the Sheriff's Office. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers face elimination tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today in Game 2 of the best-of-3 wildcard round. Yesterday, the Mets defeated the Brewers 8-4, retiring the final 17 batters to take the win. Willie Adames says the Brewers know it's all on the line tonight.
We are undaunted. We're going to come out and give the 100% out there on the field and, you know, and we got to win or we go home. So the mentality is we got to win no matter what. We got to figure out a way to win and, you know, do our best.
First pitch is after 6:30 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play a decisive Game 3 tomorrow evening. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last weekend to the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced their 2024 training camp roster on Monday. Camp begins tomorrow for the Bucks. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Sunny and breezy today, and it'll be mild too. Our high 73 this afternoon. The wind southwest at 15 to 25, gusting to near 35 at times. Clear tonight, will drop to 39 tomorrow, partly cloudy 64. On Friday, sunshine with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 48.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great... Not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the legendary comedy team, Stephen Leo, writers of The Santa Claus, Space Jam, and Kicking and Screaming. And Abby Novak joins the show to talk Appleton's Shop, Sip, and Stroll.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving back today. Yeah. Father, Father.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Good morning, Chief Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. How are you?
Well, longing for warmer weather.
Well, we're headed in the wrong direction in my case.
No, man. I know, man. You know, it was a little cool yesterday, right?
Yeah, I was shocked. I was, me and my parents were grilling, and I went outside to check on the grill, and I was shocked by how cold it was.
Did you have on a jacket?
I had on a sweatshirt, but I almost needed more than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, man. I mean, yeah, it's actually a prelude to what is coming. Listen, I got a lot to talk about this morning. As always, Calvin, did you watch the debate?
Unfortunately, I did.
You know, man, they make more of these things than they should, right? I mean, we watched a couple guys who are auditioning to become vice presidents. Do you think anything that was said by either of them is going to enhance whether or not Donald Trump or Kamala Harris become president?
I don't think so. I don't think either candidate performed particularly well. I mean, if you compare them to their baseline, J.D. Vance actually probably did do pretty good because he seemed normal the whole time. But yeah, I don't think it's really going to have that much of an impact.
You use the verbiage normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, man, there's no question he's a bright guy. And everybody knew that. And he was on his best manners. He wasn't the same guy who told the lies about people eating dogs and cats. You know, he clearly tried to show a different side of himself. And he kind of did that, but I think you already know who he is. And I don't think, you know, 2 hours or an hour and a half can change the perception of who this man really is. And I don't know by what measuring stick you want to use to say who won or who lost the debate, you know, in the long run, I don't think it's going to be worth a hill of beans. We're going to be joined by Congresswoman Gwen Moore at 8:30, and she's going to talk a little bit about the outcome of the debate. Our phone lines are open, as always, at 855-752-4842. I got a lot of different things I want to talk about this morning. One is this, Calvin. Fluoride, man. You know about fluoride, right?
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Do you know why fluoride has been added to water over all these decades?
I would guess either it's like, oh, well, I actually don't know. Go ahead and tell me.
Okay, to strengthen teeth and prevent cavities.
Okay, that's what I was going to guess.
Right. But. And so ever since I was a kid, they were always talking about fluoride and adding fluoride to the water. And it was something that we all accepted, that we all knew was in the best benefit at that point in time of the American people, especially children. We all thought fluoride was good because, you know, that's what we saw. Well, I can tell you that the federal judge, one of the federal judges just ruled that fluoridation is an unreasonable risk to the health of children. What? The EPA will be required to take regulatory action to restrict or eliminate the risk by law of fluoridation in water. So let me do this. Before we go there, we got some folk on the phone line who want to talk about the debate yesterday, and I'll certainly give them an opportunity to do that. So let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
Hi. I watched the debate yesterday, and the take that I got on it was watching Vance. And Vance is a great manipulator. He played on the sympathy of the voter because he talked about his mother, who obviously had drug problems. He lived off the system, let's face it, most of his life, and he entered the military, which gave him his free education. And if you look at everything that he talked about and everything that the Republican Party stands for, against giving people free medical and free education, he received all that because of the situation that his mother was in. So people have to take this with a grain of salt, because Vance is a person who has lived in the system, who has manipulated the system to his benefit. And I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm not saying that's wrong at all. I mean, he is where he is because he was able to grasp that. But I think that people have to understand that we have to give all our people, the hardworking poor people who actually pay the lion's share of the taxes, we have to give them some relief from this. And if it is through free education, if it is through free health care, we should find a way to do this.
Hey, Susan.
But that's what I took out of this debate.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the call, as always. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Errol. Thanks for taking my call. Well, I thought you saw two different performances. One, you saw a man like a deer in headlights, and you saw a man who presented facts. And the facts are, our world is on fire, and it's underneath this administration. I mean, Tim Walz couldn't even admit that he was not at Tiananmen Square. I mean, come on. The guy... you know, he really did. He stumbled on facts. And the fact is, this administration we have right now in Harris Biden has had 3.5 years. And the previous caller talked about tax. Well, inflation is the tax that we're all eating for 3.5 years because we have two different records, Trump, Harris, Biden. And you know what? We can see the facts. We're living the inflation of the Harris Biden administration, and it's breaking people.
All right. We'll let some other folk respond to you, CJ. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Gene. Good morning to you, Gene. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for the call, man. It was good seeing you the other day, my friend.
Yes, it was. It was good seeing you as always. Look, J.D. Vance didn't answer not one question. And I don't see why, if they're going to bring up Tim Walz about Tiananmen Square, why they didn't bring up why and make him J.D. Vance dispute people eating cats and dogs. So I'm saying over here, this man was a clone from his leader Donald Trump. He didn't answer no questions. He didn't answer none, and the moderator didn't make him answer no questions. So the thing of it is that inflation. They talk about inflation. Do you know really when this inflation came from? It came from the tax breaks that Donald Trump gave the rich. Look, when the government, the only money the government gets the out rate on is through taxes. So therefore, when you gave the rich all the money out of the cookie jar, somebody had to, inflation went up because guess what? The prices went up so the government can collect more taxes, higher taxes. So Donald Trump started this inflation. We and Joe Biden inherited. These people, I just tell you, I don't know. You know, sometimes you have to play whack-a-mole with them because they keep bubbling up with these lies. They keep bubbling up with these conspiracy theories. But what about eating cats and dogs? I'm just saying of it is, listen, we need to agree that we live on one planet, but we live in two different worlds. Thank you, Earl.
Hey, very well said, Gene. Very well said. Let's go to David from San Francisco. Good morning to you, David. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hey, morning, Earl. Hey, different things. Has there ever been a sighting of Donald Trump donating to victims of a hurricane or from a disaster in America?
Well, so hang on, because actually I was going to talk about the fact that Donald Trump, as wealthy as he is, started a GoFundMe page, and he didn't reach into his substantial nest egg to donate himself, and thus far, his GoFundMe page has come up with $2 million, which I think is a drop in the bucket for a man as wealthy as Donald Trump, but I guess that's his way of addressing it. He didn't go to all his rich friends. He's, you know, created this GoFundMe page where the average person is putting in nickels and dimes. But hang on, David. 855-752-4842. You're tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I'm proud to be voting for Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin.
Across Wisconsin, people are standing up for Vice President Kamala Harris and Senator Tammy Baldwin because they stand up for us, taking on the big drug companies, lowering the cost of insulin and prescription drugs. They've even cracked down on greedy corporations to put an end to price gouging and surprise medical billing and made sure no insurance company can deny you coverage for having a pre-existing condition.
Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin are fighting for people like me.
and all of my friends and everybody else I know.
Now, extremist politicians are trying to take away our basic freedoms. But Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin are fighting back, protecting our freedom to choose and our right to vote.
A lot of people fought and died for these rights. My parents, my grandparents.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I am going to vote for Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin. They are fighting for me.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right, there's been some chatter about the economy and how it's getting a little stronger these days. Gasoline has just started to dip below $3 a gallon in much of the South and Midwest. It's just over $3 in Wisconsin. And its cost is nearing a three-year low nationally. Grocery prices that were spiking during the pandemic are not climbing in the same way, finally. Mortgage rates are down more than a percentage point from where they were recently. And the overall inflation rate has returned to normal levels. And that recent Fed rate cut is a sign that the government expects inflation to stay down. I love hearing about that Fed rate cut because it means that there's lower mortgage rates, there's lower car loan rates, and hopefully there's some lower credit card interest rates. Wahoo! For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
So long, you and me been finding each other for so long, and the feeling that I feel for you is more than strong, girl. Take it from me, if you give a little more than you're asking for, your love will turn the key, darling mine. I would wait forever for those lips of wine, build my world. Love will shine, girl. Watch it and see. If you give a little more than you're asking for, your love will turn the key.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Your thoughts on the debate last night. At the bottom of the hour, we will be joined by Wisconsin Congresswoman Gwen Moore. She chimes in on her thoughts. Let's go back to David from San Francisco. David, go ahead, sir.
Oh, thanks, Earl. Hey, yeah, the real reason I called, though, was you had the earlier caller talking about, I jotted it down as hazmat, that there are people out there that are getting sick and cancer from living near hazmat, and that their genes, future generations are being mutated towards pollution monsters, you might even say. And the economy is designed that way. It's cheaper to give somebody a business license to pollute than it is to get them to stop and clean it up. And, you know, the economy cannot go that way. We are poisoning ourselves to death, and climate change is a proof that we're poisoning the planet. So it's, you know, this stuff's got to stop. You know, you think about how they've purified this stuff, like plutonium. That stuff will be around for a 250,000 years. And with no insurance policy, no guarantee of how to safely put it away.
Well,
those people are nuts.
Well, you know, David, you know, I'm actually going to be talking about the fluoridation of water, and over all the decades that they were putting fluoride in the water supply, we all thought that that was okay. But now they found that the fluoride in the water leads to, you know, mental impairment with children. It took all this time for them to figure it out. And now that they realize it and they're stopping putting the fluoride in the water, what happens to all the children who've been damaged? I mean, I just, for the life of me, don't understand it. For them to now have figured it out and said this is not good for children, damage has already been done. What do you do to the families that you've already, you know, a kind of damaged? You know, but we're going to talk about that. David, thank you very much for the call. Hey, Brendan, your thoughts, man, on what, you know, transpired last night?
Well, you know, I would compare it, Earl, to baking two cakes and putting a little bit of zipper frosting on them. One's got dry dog turd all over it. That would have been the Trump debate. And J.D. Vance was more like a creamy dog turd put over cake. Yeah. No, I mean, listen, there's so much coming out about J.D. Vance. Check out a guy named Curtis Yarvin, a far-right blogger, who this guy followed back in 2021 and going forward. He was on a Jack Murphy show, who's also a far right wing personality on the internet. But I think that the real death blow was when he could not honestly say to the American people, which Trump has just said recently, that Trump lost the election. So what you were shown right there is exactly what Tim Walz said. And I think Tim Walz, who admitted to Kamala when he was selected that he was not a good debater, I think he held his own. Do I think it shifted if it shifted five voters, I don't care. That's five voters more that believe in democracy and what should happen. But I think that he handled himself well. He only made one verbal gaffe when he said he is friends with school shooters, and that's not what he meant. He meant to say that he was friends with people who were victims of school shootings, and we all know that because that's what he was talking about. But other than that, I think he held up fine. He had facts. He presented himself well, and he presented a great argument.
So let me ask you, do you really think that, you know, this kind of debate, you know, really mattered? Is it going to change anything?
I think Earl, what it showed is you had a guy on one side who disarmed J.D. Vance by saying, hey, there are a lot of things we could work on together. He kept reinforcing the message. We need to work together, right and left, to get things done. But then he called out, you know, some fact checks on him. So, I think it was a good debate for people to see that two proper people can have a proper conversation. And I think in some ways it had a positive effect.
Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. Your thoughts?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government. What I'd like to say is that after the debate was all over, MSNBC had a bunch of students that they were actually interviewing. And this one kid, Marcus, who honestly I think won the whole night, they asked, you know, because J.D. Vance kept on saying, why hasn't Kamala Harris done all this already? Why hasn't Kamala Harris? And that's their big talking point on the right. Why has Kamala Harris? She's been there for 3 years, 3.5 years. Why hasn't she done anything? Well, because of the fact, if you actually read civics or you actually understand civics, which I really don't think J.D. Vance actually understands civics. He thinks it's just one branch of government. And that's it. He doesn't realize that he actually has a job where he's supposed to make laws. But this kid said exactly what the vice president's duties are, which is basically to do what the president says. Joe Biden is the president, not Kamala Harris.
Tom, thank you very much. Up next, Congresswoman Gwen Moore will be joining us and weighing in on her thoughts. Wednesday. I mean, it's Wednesdays with Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action on the Earl Ingram Show. Up next, Congresswoman Gwen Moore.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Democratic Party is outraising the state Republican Party at a rate of almost 4-1 this year. The Democrats have raised nearly $20 million, while the state GOP has pulled in not quite $5 million. Both parties filed their September fundraising reports this week. Big donations are driving the numbers for both parties. A new report says agribusiness consolidation has led to less competition, higher prices, and abusive practices. The report's author is Basil Musharbash.
We found that either a single firm or a small, tightly coordinated group of firms have amassed monopoly power, the power to control prices or exclude competitors from a given market, in nearly every major industry.
The report finds abuses such as engineered shortages designed to keep prices high. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Two Superior firefighters have now joined the response effort in the southeast to assist with flooding recovery efforts after Hurricane Helene. According to the Superior Fire Chief, the two deployed firefighters are part of the Urban Search and Rescue Task Force, which sent 16 members from across the state with boats, water rescue gear, and communications equipment. Officials expect the members of the task force will only be on the ground this week, but could stay longer if it's determined that their services are still needed. Duluth residents will see law enforcement authorities wearing a pink patch on their uniforms throughout the month of October. According to the Duluth Police Department, their officers will be participating in the public awareness campaign for the fourth straight year. Since the department began participating in the campaign, they've raised over $5,400 for the American Cancer Society. The pink patches worn by officers, as well as koozies and bracelets, are also being sold online, with all the proceeds being donated. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Inside Out is the gift that keeps on giving to its fans and obviously to those who created the film. Disney has announced the film received 31 million plus views in its first 5 days of release on Disney Plus. According to Variety, this is the biggest premiere for a film on Disney Plus since 2021's Encanto. The film is the highest grossing animated film of all time and so far the highest grossing film of 2024. Frankie Valli is speaking up. Not on stage, he's been lip-syncing there. After rumors that Valli has been forced on stage to perform, the 90-year-old legend says he is there of his own choosing because he loves to perform. In addition to seemingly going through the motions, Valli has looked frail in concert videos that have gone viral. Valli released a statement to People.com clarifying that he is not being forced on stage, although the statement was in print, so there is no way to tell if it was lip-synced. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunny and breezy today, and it'll be mild too. Our high 73 this afternoon. The wind southwest at 15 to 25, gusting to near 35 at times. Clear tonight, will drop to 39 tomorrow, partly cloudy 64. On Friday, sunshine with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 51.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community and look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants. And even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health. Because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, Joe Zepecki's take on Tuesday's vice presidential debate and our weekly Women Win Wisconsin segment powered by Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. As promised, the one and only Congresswoman Gwen Moore is on the line. And Congresswoman Moore, I'm sorry that you had to go through the break, but I thought I'd award you with Stevie Wonder.
Listen, what a reward it was. It enabled me to warm my coffee up, right. Take a bite of my bagel.
So it's so good to hear from you. You watched the debate last night.
I did. I started out listening to it on the radio because I was out running an errand that I had to do. And so I missed the handshake and the opening, you know, the whole stage set with the proper and polite gentleman debate. But I could, you know, I could see through that. I think Tim Walz was tough. That he, you know, he was prepped, and J.D. Walz was, it reminded me, because I stopped at the drugstore to get some more of my allergy medicine, because honestly, it's just like he crawled right out of the swamp. He was so slick, he was slick as greased lightning. I mean, he really was slick, and, you know, the moderators didn't fact check in real time on all of the issues. I mean, and so, you know, there were some opportunities I think J.D. Vance had to lie, you know, discussing just how much better the economy was, you know, when Donald Trump was in office, and, you know, just, you know, all of the jobs that he created. And I mean, I don't recall, and maybe you can remind me, whether Tim Walz really, you know, provided a rejoinder and say, no, I mean, most of the jobs, the millions of jobs that have been created, been created under Kamala Harris and Joe Biden.
You know, Congresswoman Moore, he just appeared to be a little intimidated, and I don't know, you know, he clearly could have pushed back, and even the moderators who allowed, you know, J.D. Vance to basically do what Donald Trump does, lie. And so if you're going to allow people, what's the point in having moderators, Congresswoman Moore, if they don't hold people to what's true? I mean, I don't understand. What's the point in even having a debate if you're going to allow people not
Listen,
to be truthful?
Earl, J.D. Vance is slick as greased lightning, and they would use up all of the time correcting him if he did. You know, so I do think that was one of the things that he sort of got away with. But that was the first half of the debate. I think Walz was really, really strong, just on the factual basis. You know, I do appreciate the fact that he did not shy away from discussing immigration, because that's one of the hottest topics that Trump has. You know, the people fearing that their jobs are being taken away, that, you know, hospital care is being taken away from them. J.D. Vance offered a document a study indicating that it's, you know, diminishing the quality of lives of Americans for these folks coming through the door. But I think Walz really responded well to that, you know, by saying that Trump really wanted the issue and didn't really want to do anything with it, that he had actually that he had actually, you know, that there was a bill that he actually told people not to vote for, that the border guards had won it. You know, would do it, you know, and so I think I was really, really pleased that, that he really took immigration on. You know, he could have gone further to, because the Springfield, Ohio folks, for example, were not illegal immigrants. And so I do think that, that there were opportunities really to punch him in the face. But this is why the Harris campaign chose Governor Wolf. They knew he could be tough without really, you know, getting in the mud, not mudslinging. And I think that that was really necessary because, you know, J.D. Vance came, he's a very slick, accomplished debater. And I think Walsh did a great job of holding him at bay.
Do you think the debate moved the needle at all?
Yeah.
Either way.
No, I think maybe it did. They were, you know, the end of the debate really told the whole story.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kim Walz pointed it out very well that J.D. Vance wouldn't even be there if Mike Pence had not refused to breach the Constitution and to substitute those fake electors for the real electors. And I think that that J.D. Vance did not want to answer the question, you know, of whether or not Trump lost the election, whether or not he would, in fact, do the same thing this election. I think that the end of the debate encapsulated it at all. For those people who were, I think Walz did an excellent job sort of defining the stakes of January 6th. The police officers that were hurt, the one that died subsequently, and so that I think was very powerful. I think Walz did an excellent job on abortion too, and you know, J.D. Vance, very slick, came back being sorry that Ms. Tamara had died, that she shouldn't be alive, that she shouldn't be dead. But he still went on to sort of double down on, you know, all the states having their own abortion bans and then pretending that Donald Trump was going to enact all of these policies to help people with child care, with paid family leave. With, you know, so, you know, maybe there were people who were fooled by that, you know, because that's exactly what we need to do. You know, Trump running around talking about how he's going to be so nice to women. I do think, you know, I do think that it was a vulnerable point for them, the child tax credit, because he didn't discuss at all how he would pay for it, how he would pull back some of the taxes from others. So I think that, you know, so I think that, again, it was a tribute to his slickness that he could actually have the audacity to sort of lie about all of these work supports that were going to be provided to women. We've got to get people to trust us on this issue. Well, you know, trust me, when I'm a 12-year-old, been raped by my stepfather, and I got to, you know, you're going to help me after I have this baby? thanks.
Congressman, let me ask you this before you go. What do you want to say to the listening audience about where we are, 30-some-odd days, 35, 37-some-odd days, your thoughts about where we are and what you think people should do in this stretch run?
Well, you know, I want people just to think about two or three things. Climate change, you know, J.D. Vance made the assertion that in order to, you know, the climate change, that we ought to be doing more manufacturing here since China and other places were dirty. In other words, we ought to get back into the race for the bottom and not try to advance our energy projectile. You know, so young people out there who care about climate change, I do want you to pay attention to that. Young people who care about abortion rights, I want you to pay attention to that. Those people who care about elders, about Social Security and Medicare, really, J.D. Vance talked about, tried to defend Trump saving the ACA, lied and said that he made it stronger, when in effect, J.D. Vance really promoted a system that we had before Obamacare, where people who are very ill or very elderly would be in these high-cost health care plans, literally stripping away the protections that you have against becoming older and sicker. And when he continues to talk about how we need to produce energy and how we ought to revert to the older ways, I want elderly people to realize that the only big pot of money there is to continue, you know, giving those tax premiums to the wealthy is Social Security and Medicare. So I really, you know, J.D. Vance said, look, I'm looking toward the future, but actually he just wants to take us back. Back to a day when we had no abortion coverage, back to a day when we had no health care coverage for very sick people or very poor people, back to where, you had asthma attacks from coal being shoveled in a furnace. Back to, he wants to take us back, even though he's talking about the future. I just think J.D. Vance is a liar, and Tim Walz was an honest broker. He was somebody that really showed his chops in terms of just being that level-headed guy in the Situation Room who's going to advance the interests of the average America, not the rich America.
Congresswoman Moore, it's always a blast to have you on the airways. It's always good to see you around the community, too, as we have quite a bit here lately.
Well, y'all gonna be sick of me in October, I can tell you.
All right. That's Congresswoman Gwen Moore. Thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842. Is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
It's time to say,
you're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matinee on Air.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her, and now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Claims broke his reel. It's growing like a rosebud blooming in the warmth of the summer sun. It's growing like a tale by the time it's been told by more than one. Ooh, it's growing.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's Congresswoman Gwen Moore chiming in on a debate last night. Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Good morning to you, Jack. You say what?
Good morning. Well, I think the first condition of any debate from this point on has got to be real-time fact-checking. This thing last night was ridiculous. We know what lies the Trump and Vance candidates are going to be making. Immigrants are dangerous. Immigrants are taking your jobs. They're driving up housing prices. Illegals are voting. There are problems with the 2020 election. January 2021 wasn't a big deal. We'll make the ACA better. They tried to repeal it. Remember,
they're
we'll
coming.
Improve Medicare and Social Security.
They're coming. They're coming from the Congo. Come on.
Yeah, that too. they're sending their. Well, he didn't say that last night.
That, no, Trump said that. Trump said that Sunday. Yeah.
Yep. But the point is. The moderators know what the lies are going to be. They can fact check immediately because they know what they're going to say. And that should be happening during the entire debate. Immigrants are that's not correct. The crime rate of immigrants is lower than that of born in America citizens. Immigrants are taking your jobs. Excuse me? Look at the unemployment rate. Immigrants aren't taking your jobs. You got a problem with a job? Let's talk about the minimum wage then. They're just illegals are voting.
Well, so Jack,
excuse me? What's
yeah. So Jack, are you aware that CNN has said it's no longer going to fact check?
Yeah, this is just
I don't understand that.
The media have, and I've been saying this for months, if not
enabling,
a couple of years.
Enabling.
If the media, and if the media don't quit doing that and don't start taking a stand on this stuff, and these guys get in, the legitimate media that have been more or less objectively reporting, I mean, they basically parrot anything these guys say without fact checking, but they're at least, you know, at least broadcasting what they're saying. And guess who's going to be the first to be
the media?
You got it. And not only that, some of these people that have been fact checking and that have been calling the lies out for what they are, some of these folks are going to be at a minimum persecuted in one way or another. You know, I'm old enough to remember a guy by the name of McCarthy.
Oh yes.
And I saw, now this was a few years later when I was more politically aware, but I remember seeing clips of films that where McCarthy was implying, oh, these guys are communists, and you know, and what are we hearing now? These guys are socialists and they're communists. Wait a minute. We're going to see, if these guys get in, we're going to see persecutions. We're going to see, I would guess if they're going to try to deport 11 million people, we're going to see a police state like this country has never even imagined. Because that, how else can you deport 11 million people?
Well, you know, Jack, the people who support that and support them, aren't going to understand this until they themselves face some retribution. And what they don't understand is they're not going to be free. It's not like because I voted for them and I supported them that they're not going to be coming after them as well.
Yeah, that's the problem that we've got to deal with. It's like, yeah, this is somebody else's problem. No, it's not. One other thing that these folks need to think of is this. Is there any authoritarian government in the world that has a very successful economy? And if you know of it, let me know, because I've not found one.
Well, Jack, I just don't think people think deeply enough about any of this, and until it hits them in the face, and by then it's going to be too late. Thank you very much for the call, Charles. Hang on. Up next, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, and you on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild will join me in studio. We'll review the VP debate and we'll talk about the Middle Eastern conflict.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.